all my life. Been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life I've been grinding all my life.
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy, JD.
Your boy, Big E.
And, of course, your boy, Mike.
What's up, boys, man? Football season's coming slowly to an end. It's been a ride. Still got a couple more games in, but I think that's about it.
It ain't close to the end for somebody.
Still fighting, Mike. Still fighting. In the ring, throwing hands, man. We got another round coming up.
Someone's still in it. Fighting
for our lives. God damn it. Fighting for our lives.
It's gonna be a good one.
Struggling a little bit.
How was y'all's weekend, man?
Hey, it was fun, man. Obviously football, and then went to tech game, BYU Tech.
Nice.
Sold out game, loud game. It was fun to see AJ Depasanya, future top five pick in NBA draft, get locked down by JT Toppin. Good weekend, man. Obviously seeing some
clamped.
Good football.
Got clamped.
Tough. Tough ass game to go to. Look live. We're getting into the thick of it. Getting into the damn thick of it.
Yeah. March Madness is gonna be creeping up real soon.
March Madness is flirting already.
Mm-hmm.
It's already February. Damn near.
Pretty much. Do got college game day coming this weekend. Houston coming to town, top 12 matchup. It's going to be a fun one. First college game day since 2018. Kansas came to town. I remember that. It's front row college game day on the ESPN.
Bro, I swear that was like
crazy.
I swear that was like a year ago, bro. It's crazy.
Bro, it feels like
you
year
remember
ago.
That camping out? I saw the USA.
Oh, bro, that shit was crazy. That was nuts. I remember Big Old 10. I remember.
Yep, Big Old 10 staying up all night.
Out there rocking. But yeah, man, it's been a minute. It's crazy. I was like, damn, it's been that long.
It has been that long, bro.
But
we old again, old, bro.
They hear you. Y'all getting old for real. Y'all getting old as hell.
No, that was gonna be a good one, man. Got a lot of NBA prospects coming this weekend, and
I heard that.
Keeps hooping.
Yeah, man, I heard you getting the tent ready to go to survive this blizzard.
They actually put out a quote or so whatever it says. The president said he can't camp out, man.
Safety hazard. It's a liability. Yeah, liability. That's gonna make us look bad.
Don't be out there getting that frostbite.
Boy, you won't get that frostbite.
Ooh, and get that hypothermia.
Sleeping in a foot of snow. Well, crazy. But it's been a good weekend, man. We obviously college football. Just finished up, man. The Indiana Hoosiers, perfect season, 16-0 national champs, man. Boys, I mean, this was a dogfight. And, like we said, Miami couldn't keep beating away with this. And it came down to the end. Carson Beck threw an interception at Ambos. But, I mean, boys, what a season by Indiana. What's the whole take on 16-0? It's crazy.
Man, yeah. Mendoza did enough, man. He didn't do too much, but he did enough to win that game. And, you know that, and they're national champions now. Carson Beck, you had it. Why you rushed that last play? I don't know, but you had it, and just like we said right after that pick, that's the Carson we know.
Yeah,
that is the Carson yeah. we know.
Yep. Shut him down first half. Well, had nothing going first half, and once that happened, I was like, man, Miami, it's been real. But glad it was a game towards the end, man. I was hoping it wasn't going to be no blowout, especially with that big spread like we thought. And for it being a home game for Miami, it sure wasn't a home game.
Yeah.
It was 60-70% red over for Miami.
But man, Indiana pulled up, didn't they?
They pulled up big time.
Man.
I didn't know they had bread like that over there in Indiana, man.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
Pulling up to California, Atlanta, and Miami in 1 month stretch.
They traveling like y'all. That's how y'all That's be traveling. Crazy.
I mean, shoot. Well, what do y'all think of the coaching play calling for Indiana going in for a fourth down? And Fernando Mendoza just staying on his feet, scoring 4th-and-8, QB draw. What a play call, and what a will power by Fernando by not going down and scoring that game.
Man, playing to win. That is exactly what that is. Playing to win. And that touchdown, that was huge. You know, without that touchdown, I don't know if they win that game. At the end, you know, not going for it, you know, and taking the 3 points. That was a roll of the dice. You know what I mean? You know, only being up 6 points instead of a two-score game, you know, a touchdown, 7 points off, going into that last drive. If I was coach, I don't know if I would have took the three. I probably would have, you know, you're right there on the goal line. You're knocking. You could put the game away. You know, it could have went bad. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's a 50-50 play card. 50-50 chance, I think, low key.
But it's a good thing that he played to win on that drive, and it paid off for him. It paid off for him. That was huge. Huge. Coach of the year type shit.
Coach of the year shit for real. But shit, fourth and five. Who else would you want? Who else do you want the ball in his hands? Give it to the Heisman. Fernando. It's an easy, I mean, and the way your defense is playing, man, they would have to travel to 90 some yards to have to score at least. So hey, no, put the ball in your best player's hands. I'm putting it in the Heisman hand every time. What play call? QB draw? What play call?
Give me a draw.
What a play. What a play.
Pinchenando,
Yeah.
pinchenando.
Primo
Y'all see how bad
Mendoza.
his arm was bruised, bro? That boy was getting hit. Hey,
All
I
right.
can't lie, Miami was
Oh,
lighting that boy up.
they were
Yeah,
tearing him up.
in that first half, there was a few that, you know, should have been flagged, if we're being honest.
That
That
was
zone
bleeding.
read,
That little
Dude was
zone
bleeding.
read.
He's out here spitting up blood.
Bro, it was
Bro was
crazy.
getting clipped.
He was throwing up blood.
Yeah. What a season it was, man. Cap it off. Heisman Trophy winner, 16-0, and a national champ. First QB since Joe Burrow to accomplish that, man. And I don't know who wins. Who wins that game? 2019 Tigers or 2025 Hoosiers?
That 2019 Tigers.
Tigers are easy.
Them 2019 Tigers are different. Yeah, they were
Those yeah,
different.
those receivers were. I mean, they had
They
dog
were
receivers, though.
different.
They were different. That
They were
offense was
different.
nuts. That offense
Yeah.
was nuts.
That
They were
offense was
different.
nuts.
I
Hey,
don't
that
see. I
defense.
didn't see Fernando smoking a sit, smoking a cigar after the game. You know, type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude was
Yeah,
updating. He was updating his LinkedIn profile.
he was. I don't know. I'm not a big Fernando fan. I mean, he's a dog in college.
He
I give
did.
it to him.
Yep.
He had a hell of a season. Great Heisman year. He won the damn thing, went undefeated, you know, had all these stats and allocates. But at the end of it, man, when you get to the league and you get into the NFL, I mean, I might be getting clipped, you know what I mean? This place might be getting clipped, and Raider fans might be coming back to roast my ass, but I'm gonna be the first one to say that, you know, I don't think he's worth a one. I don't think he's should be worth the number one pick in the draft. I just don't think he's fit to be, you know, that kind of QB. Now you look at Cam Ward and you look at Fernando Mendoza. Those are two different quarterbacks. They offer two different types of elite packages, and one's fit for the NFL and one's not. And I don't know, man. Fernando be on that friendly shit.
I mean, I
You
see
can't be on that
it.
friendly shit in the NFL, man.
He goes to
You can't be on that friendly shit.
the
Oh, man, you can't be
Raiders,
on that friendly shit in the NFL,
apparently.
dog.
He
You know
goes
what I
to a
mean?
bad
Like, you
team in
cannot
the
be on
Raiders,
that
man.
friendly shit
I mean,
crying.
no, I kind of agree low key. I mean, he had 4 year starters on the O line protected. Good running back. Yeah, the Raiders have a good running back, but their O line's trash. They got okay receivers, and I mean, it is different. It is different.
Like, compare, bro. Let's compare. Okay. Let's compare real quick. In the last, 4 or 5 years. Okay. Fernando Mendoza to Cam Ward. Okay. I'm going to take Cam Ward. Fernando Mendoza to Caleb Williams. Fernando Mendoza is compared to that whole draft class of 2024. All of 2024 is better than him. Fernando Mendoza over Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry. I'm going to take T-Law.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh,
it's just, I'm not, bro. I'm not buying on this shit. I hope the Raiders take him. We'll be on that ass again for another 4 or 5 years. So go ahead, Raiders.
Yeah, man, he going into the gauntlet in the division over there. That's for sure.
Man.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like you
but
said.
Y'all get what I'm saying with it? Like,
no, I agree.
I'm just not bought in on him, bro. Like, he's a good college quarterback, but I just don't think he's gonna be fit. I don't think he's gonna fit in the league, bro. I just don't. He reminds me of a Stetson Bennett type quarterback.
I think also too, man. It's just like the situation he's coming into in the NFL. Just being, the Raiders. The Raiders, number one pick, man. They're number one pick for a reason.
Yeah.
If you want it to work, man, you got to build around him.
And then you go on to Las Vegas, Mike.
You going to Vegas?
This
nice act finna disappear in Vegas.
he's gonna end up like Mike McDaniel. I don't know if y'all saw that meme where Mike first got hired, he was dressed all nice in a tie and suit, and it said, when he was got fired from Miami, he said, turned in from a head coaching prospect to a drug kingpin. His whole demeanor changed, bro. It's insane. I'll just send this to you if I find it. But from when he got hired to where he's at now, it's a completely different person.
Man, hey, hopefully Fernando can change some shit over there in Las Vegas, because goddamn, hopefully he don't end up in jail with all the rest of them over there. Mean machine over there.
next thing you know, you're finna see a Mendoza mugshot. On Lubbock mugshots.
Yeah. Lubbock mugshots, man.
Lubbock mugshots is gonna get them, though.
Please be Fernando and not Chan.
I mean, at least he got GNT. I mean, that's the only plus that he got over there. Other than that, man, they need to build that line. They build that line, maybe we'll see.
Yeah, maybe.
But you see what he can do behind a good line. Mm-hmm. And he's going over there with no coach right now, so.
Yeah, dude got no coach.
Bro got no coach.
Bro got no coach either.
So. Hey, man, speaking of coach, Robert Saleh.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
What's he finna do with Cam Ward?
Hey, I'm happy, bro. I can't lie. I mean, we might have to bring in a OC, a good OC, but, I mean, bringing a defensive coach and a good player coach, a lot of good reviews over there in San Francisco. Obviously, he's a DC over there. He's a good player coach, and he has good plans for Cam Ward, supposedly, so I'm excited to see what he can do there. I mean, in New York, he had a carousel of quarterbacks out there, and that team was just crazy. That two-year run where they were supposed to be good was just crappy, and I didn't see nothing. But, I mean, good player coach, good defense. Hopefully we get Reuben Bain, him, Trevon J. Sweat, and Jeffrey Simmons on the line. Man, that'd be a game changer for us. And, hopefully we get someone a good offensive mind OC that can develop Cam and see what happens from there. But I'm happy with the hire. I am. So a lot of people ain't, but I feel like it's good for us, player coach, and someone that will get on the ball other than like Bill Callahan that we had. Sorry, yes. So I mean, hey, I'm excited.
Defense wins championships.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really does.
Defense wins championships. I think you got a great defensive mind, defensive wizard, and. He's a damn. I mean, everywhere he's gone, his defense performs.
Yeah,
and I think he's gonna be good for the Titans. I really do. Yeah, so
I do. I'm excited. Yeah.
Finally, I got y'all's coach, man. That's got y'all's coach.
Time to look up. Yep, got the coach. Got the franchise. Now we go.
Yeah.
What Buster Moon say? The good thing about hitting rock bottom.
The only one. What's up? There's only one way to go.
There's only one way to go, and it's
only
up.
One way to go, and it's up. Shout out, fucking Buster Moon.
I've been there before too. Before we were good, went to the AFC Championship in 2019. We were bad too then. So I hope it didn't last as long as Big E's. But I mean, ten years is a long time. It's only been like 3 or 4. So hopefully we turn it around pretty quick.
Hopefully, man. I need these talk legs to be in.
Oh, word.
Titans, fuck. Please.
I want to take them off the blacklist. I do. I want to take them off the blacklist so bad.
Please, bro. Hey, we're pulling up to Dallas next year, so I have to
pull up. Pulling up to Dallas. So I'm pulling up to Dallas.
I'm in the crib, in the house, so in Jerry's World. So It's gonna be a fun season. Hopefully, we could, I see a lot of promise in Cam. Hopefully, we get a wide receiver out here and another wide receiver because Calvin really got to go. But I'm excited to see what happens. So,
Yeah, kind of
a lot of head coaches. I think what 10 head coaching positions are available this year. That's what almost a third
yeah.
of the league, bro. A third of it.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
So
That's crazy.
much positions. A lot of positions are open, man. A lot of positions are open. So, it's Packers keeping LaFleur, locked him up, for another what, 3 years?
See, I don't even think I even really said nothing yet. They're keeping that shit on the low.
They are low key. I
Yeah,
ain't
and
seen
they
nothing
keeping
yet.
that on the low. But once I knew, man, if he's not released in the next couple of days, bro, you got to be working on something because
Yeah, he's got to.
I think you release him, bro, before everybody starts getting interviews. I think if we were to release LaFleur, bro, Green Bay would have been the number one, coaching choice to go to out of all these teams that are available.
For
Because you really
sure.
just you really coming to it, but you already got a team over here. You just got to come coach.
Yeah.
But
Right.
I knew that. I figured they'd bring back before. I'm not mad at it, but man, something's got to change, man. We gotta finish. I think we need a true OC. I think that's what we need is a true OC. Just Matt, be a head coach. Don't try to. You see what we're doing on the offense. So you got to give it up.
Honestly, bro, where you're at with the Packers, you're so close, you're not far away. So I think, hitting that restart button would have been a lot of damage and a lot of it would have been tough, bro, to go into next year, with damn, like how are we gonna look? This way what to expect and just gotta make those small changes and hey, tighten up that defense a little bit, man.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
know what I mean? Go get y'all another corner. Go get y'all a linebacker.
So
Y'all
with Diggs, they released
y'all's D
Diggs
line
just
is
like that
there.
off the rip.
You know what I
Sorry
mean?
anyway, But
Man,
sorry anyway.
we signed Diggs. He played one play in that game against the Bears. That was it. He had one play. That was it.
Bro, that's hilarious,
Got
man. clutched and out of there.
out of there. So yeah, no, I feel you, man. We just need to add a couple pieces. I mean, at least like LaFleur's keeping us there. I mean, we're in it, but I'm tired of being in it, just in it.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
I'm tired of getting that charity 7 seed. Tired.
You want to be
Gotta
in
go
it,
get
bro.
that division, man. You gotta go
And
get that division.
especially if the fucking Bears are gonna be looking like this,
The
if the
Lions still
Bears,
there. They had a, I mean, it was a bad season, but it wasn't an expected season that they were supposed to have. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's tough. And the Vikings, I mean, if it turns out to be the
Caleb
quarterback
Williams
that they think
turned.
they are, then I mean, that's a tough division, those four teams.
Everybody finished above 500 in our division.
Caleb Williams' turn this year was,
Insane.
I won't put it on luck, but I'm gonna put it on Ben Johnson.
Dog,
You know,
that's some great hire right
I think
there.
he made all the difference in Caleb, and he gave Caleb that confidence, and let him go out there and sling it. And put the ball in his hands when the game's on the line. They kept putting it in his hands, and he kept making plays. And eventually, he bit the dust, and out of there,
Out of there.
out of there. See ya, Chirac. See ya.
I
Go do your
love
nail. Go do your nails. Go
your
do your nails,
nails,
Caleb.
boy.
You can
Okay, go
do
get
Bad Bunny style for the Super Bowl,
your
looking ass.
go get your nails done, playboy.
That's funny, but
But luck has run out. I'm glad it has. I'm glad it has. And on to championship weekend.
championship
On to
weekend,
championship weekend.
like he's like Mike said, you're trying to be in it, like the number one seed, Denver
Fucking dope.
Broncos, man, in the AFC Championship game.
That's how much I want to be in it. That's
I'm
in it.
exactly
That's in it.
100% you want to be in it.
In it.
And
In
the
it.
biggie, I mean, tough blow. QB1 is unfortunately not going to play this weekend. Got backup QB Jarrett Stidham. A lot of questions. I mean, except Broncos fans, every other person in the world is questioning this team right now because if Bo was playing, that would be favorites.
Sure, for sure. Right. No, I mean, I'll get into it. I mean, let's rewind it a little bit. Let's talk about the game on Saturday. Man, boys, I've never heard Mile High that loud. It was electric. It was rocking. And I mean, you could just, I mean, right when you put boots on ground, like you just felt the stadium, you just felt the vibe in
The
the
bar,
in
yeah.
the in the tailgate going through the gate. I mean, there was no concession bullshit. Everyone was at their seat and no one left. Like nobody left their seat, bro. Even in halftime, no one was leaving their seat. And it was just different, dog. And I'm gonna tell you like this. Bo Nix, yes, I've said I've been giving him a lot of praise, and I've said it all year that he's him. But man, if this didn't boost Bo Nix stock, and if he didn't wake everybody up with this game, I mean, what a game when we needed it most. The way he came out the gate, hot. I mean, 6 for 6 off the rip. I mean, and then the little Jordan Humphrey drop touchdown in the end zone.
Bro, that was tough. Was that on your side of the end zone? Or were you were sitting?
No, that was on the other side.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
That one was
that was on
tough,
the
bro. I
north
can't
side.
believe I would have caught that, bro. I
Nah,
came
man, I
right
don't
to
catch that easy. you. Right in the bucket, bro.
Whoa.
So yeah, I mean, just everything, the way Bo played was just, it was everything that Broncos country needed to see. And it just excites me so much that, $32 million of our cap went to Russell Wilson this year.
That's
32 million.
insane. Are y'all still on
That's
this contract
nuts.
for next year too, or no?
No, this is it, bro. This is it.
That's nuts, man.
Think about that. 32 million, and we're sitting here in the AFC Championship. We're about to go get some wet, bro. Denver is about to be a destination that, people are going to want to come play in Denver. And we got our franchise quarterback. We got all the pieces to go compete for the next 5 years at least. But the defense, man. The defense was everything we needed it to be. Four turnovers. Yeah, two strip sacks on Josh Allen. And then he had two picks on him. And then not including the James Cook punch out fumble, Alex Singleton absolutely laid the wood on him. It was a defensive masterpiece. Yes, we allowed some points, but I mean, bro, you're going up against Superman. The points are gonna come, but we just had to respond, and the team responded every single time.
Yeah, it was a true test, a true, 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 true test. That's Josh
Bro,
Allen and
when he
a
took the lead,
beast.
you felt it in the stadium, bro. It was like, oh shit. Like we all looking at each other like, you
Ain't
know what
no
I mean?
way.
And
Ain't no way, man.
everyone looking
Well,
at each
because
other like,
that was what y'all were up like 14 or something like that, double digits?
we're up 10. Yeah, we're up
10?
10. 10. Actually,
Oh
we're
my.
up 13.
Yeah,
23
14.
to th 23 to 10. And Josh Allen bang. And then
Upside down.
three and out. Josh Allen bang. We're all sitting there like, fuck.
This house gonna end.
Yeah, like that. And Bo Nix gets the ball, gets the ball, and it's touchdown or bust. You gotta go score. You got 55 seconds left. And the throw to Marvin Mims in the corner of the end zone was the most perfect touch pass I've seen all year from
Was
him. It
that on your
was,
side? Was any of these plays on your side, bro?
yeah, that was on my side. That was on my side. I mean, it was
Are you missing everything, dog?
Miss
Right in the
everything, missing
bucket, bro.
everything.
Right in the bucket, and boom, bang. And right there, man, like I felt like we all knew we were gonna win that game. We all knew. Because to see Bo be able to come through in the clutch, that's all I needed to see. I knew he would go do it again for
Well,
us.
how Mike said earlier, he's throwing the deal for dimes at the end of the game.
Throwing nothing but do for dimes, bro. And once he, like you
Man.
said, man, once he did that, I said, hey, man, they're gonna fuck around now.
Yeah. Feeling
Yeah.
great, bro. The two PIs come. We're feeling even better. We're at the 5 yard line with Lutz. Boom, bang. AFC Championship appearance. Bo Nix. Turn me the fuck up. Going back to the ride. Da-da-na, da-da-na. I said, oh shit, what happened? What's going on? Look at the phone. And it says, breaking, Bo Nix out for season. I said,
Yeah.
No way. I said, nah, this gotta be AI. Someone fucking with me. Like, this gotta be AI.
Bro,
Something like.
I didn't get the update till after I left the stadium. I was like, hey, bro, that's why I
JD.
called you, but he didn't answer my phone. So, all right,
JD,
cool.
I said, there ain't no way. Like, this gotta be fake, bro. This has gotta be fake. And I go to straight to X, and there Sean Payton is on the podium. I said,
on the podium.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And sure enough, bro, it was true. Bo Nix fractured his ankle, and just a brutal way, man, to know that we were headed to the AFC Championship as a true one seed, everybody healthy, to going into this fucking game without the main piece, man. Without
the team main piece. The team to beat.
Yeah. So now the greatest story of sports will be written on Sunday. Jarrett Stidham will be born, and some NFL team is going to be craving some Jarrett Stidham for their team next year. Jarrett's going to go make a name for himself. I got all the confidence in our defense to keep this game close, to keep giving Jarrett opportunity. And I think Sean Payton knows how to play this game. He's won a lot of games with backup quarterbacks, going back to, you know, his Saints years. You know, Jameis Winston, backup quarterback, came in, balled out. Teddy Bridgewater came in, balled out. Taysom Hill came in, balled out. There's history with Sean Payton and knowing
There's
how
a
to.
Difference, though. Those quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks of every other team.
Yeah, well, he knows how to call these games. And those quarterbacks had their opportunity, and they made it count. And that's when Teddy Bridgewater came to Denver, you know, from the Saints. You know, made a name for himself over there. So when Jameis Winston got another chance at his career. So I think this is a perfect opportunity for Jarrett and the Stevensville King, man, coming out. Was once the number one rated quarterback in the nation coming out of high school. You still got that dog in you, bro. You've been in Sean's system for 3 years. 3 years you've been in Sean Payton's system. He knows this offense. He knows what he needs to go do. And Sean Payton's going to call this game like if Bo was in there.
You don't have any worry. It's been over two years since he's played a real game. And a game to come, like, to make your debut in the AFC Championship game, that's a lot of pressure, bro. That is a lot of pressure.
Straight up, bro, I think the way you prepare and the way this quarterback room prepares, and
he hasn't got no first team snaps all season.
Your coach is Sean Payton. I know he's ready, bro. I know he's ready. And for Sean to come out and be so confident at that presser, straight up told everybody to watch out. That's exactly what I needed. That's exactly what I needed. Everybody knows he's a baller, bro, and nobody knows Jarrett Stidham. But everyone will know after Sunday, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited. History repeats itself. Brock Osweiler did it for us. You know what I mean? Brock Osweiler did it for us. Super Bowl 50. Brock Osweiler went and made a name for himself.
Yeah, and then got paid and scammed everybody because that was.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what Jared goes and does after this. Bro, I need him to win Sunday and get us to the Super Bowl. Get us to the Super Bowl. Get us there. Because there's hope. I'm going to tell y'all right now, there's hope.
Yeah, man, I think with that,
Bo Nix
with
his that ankle. Defense. Bo Nix his ankle. I'm just saying. He's not on the IR yet. Why ain't he on the IR?
He finna come back.
Hey, you heard it here first on Talk That Talk.
He finna come back like that?
You heard it here first on Talk That Talk. You heard it here first. He
finna come back like that.
There was a doctor that came in on a pod talking about Bo Nix's ankle and how simple of a fracture it was. It's a hairline fracture, no damage to the muscle, and it's a plate and a screw. Bro, if you're telling me that you can heal up, you got 3 weeks. You got 3 weeks. Aaron Rodgers was perked up.
Yeah, he was.
Hey.
Park Bo coming in. Bro, we got a Lombardi on the line. I don't care about the longevity. I don't care about the next 3 years. I care about getting this trophy, bro. Getting this ring. That's all I care about. We're so close, man. We're so close. And you can't let this defense not get one. You got to get one with this defense. Got to.
That's gonna keep him in the game.
But
Is that
hey,
defense?
Jarrett shows out, then fuck it. I don't care. I don't care who's that quarterback. And just ring me, please.
Yeah.
I need it. But go Broncos, man. Go
Gonna
Broncos.
be a good one. Gonna be a
Yeah.
good
On
one.
top of that, so the world is saying, all the easiest bet of the weekend's New
Y'all got
England.
no chance to the world. The
The
world's saying y'all
there
got no
ain't no
chance.
way there's backup quarterback. He ain't started in 2 years, blah, blah, blah. Well, bro, they're setting the line only at 5.5. 5.5? But we ain't got no shot. Hey, fishy out, fishy lines make fishy outcomes.
Yeah, that is true.
And
You got
I think
90% on
this is
the.
the bait of the world coming in on New England. You got to remember, Drake May's been at home for these two playoff games. This is going to be his first time seeing some atmosphere like this, bro. At his neck.
It was loud on TV. You could hear that. It was
Oh,
rocking.
it was loud,
It was
loud.
rocking. At his goddamn neck.
Rocking.
You got to remember, you got to be perfect on the other side of the ball. Like,
And
these
he
points ain't going to
really
be just given to you. And he's really been whack. He really been whack in the playoffs.
he thinks he has like what like five turnovers?
Telling you, Mike.
And for
Yeah,
that
telling
defense
you.
to get five turnovers on Houston and still, not put
Still
them
bare.
away.
Exactly, bro. CJ Stroud, but we've been saying that, boys. We've all
Yeah,
been.
CJ Stroud's a
The
bum.
talk that talk has been bought in on that about CJ Stroud. We've known he's whack. He's
He's a
been
bum.
whack. He's still whack.
He's a bum. That guy's a bum.
Us three boys been saying that.
Yeah.
We've been sold our CJ Stroud stock.
Out of that.
But, you're not playing a. You're playing the number one seed at home. This place is gonna be rocking to go to a Super Bowl. And people just think Drake May's just gonna go in here and just fucking put up 35 points on us like that. Bro, points are gonna be hard to come by in this game. You know what I mean? Drake May ain't Josh Allen. He's not Josh Allen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He holds the ball. He holds the ball for a long time. And he tries to
Sometimes
run.
too long.
Yes. Where did that get Josh? Exactly.
Sacked.
Exactly, bro. Nick
Yeah.
Bonito gonna be. You saw what the Texans were doing. You think their pat that everyone's talking about their pass rush and bro, we got the most sacks in the league. We got the most sacks in the we're the most sacks in the league. And
It's
we
pretty
just gonna
good.
sit up. People are gonna sit up here on these sports talk shows all week and just talk about, oh shit, Jarrett Stidham gave me the Pats, but bro, y'all must have forgot. Drake May really not like that. He really not like that. And we're gonna see a shit on Sunday. He really not like that. So
You can't discredit
these
the
two
season
playoff
like
wins
that,
have
though.
been at home. At home, this is a whole different type of game. Whole
He's had a
different
great
type of
season,
game.
though. I can't lie. You can't too much on Drake May. He's had a great season. He's
I'll
probably gonna
give it to
be
him. He's had an
runner up
MVP
and
season.
MVP.
He's
MVP.
I think he's runner up, MVP
Runner
runner
up
up.
MVP,
He's
man.
had an MVP season, but let's realize
Yes,
who he's
yes.
playing on Sunday
Yeah, it's gonna be a
on the
good one.
road.
Y'all's defense is gonna keep it on the game,
They
100%,
sure are.
100% on the road, 100%.
And what a shock!
Hey man,
Remember.
if history is on your side too, man, I think you're undefeated against the Patriots at home in the playoffs.
Just like I saw a little TikTok the other day, and it was old. Y'all remember watching Monsters, Inc.?
Come on now.
And they told Mike Mazowski on Monsters, Inc. University, they said, oh, this is easy, duh. We got this easy. And what Mike Mazowski said, he said, yeah, if y'all beat us, no one will remember it. But if we beat y'all, it'll be remembered for the rest of a lifetime.
Yep.
Come on, man. Let's go,
Back
Denver.
up PB and they
They
win,
counting us
bro.
out, man. They trying to write us off. They must have forgot. They must have forgot this QB situation done blinded everybody of this defense. They don't forgot, bro. They don't forgot.
That's very tough. I'm gonna have to take you out with the points. I think that's the easiest bet of the weekend.
I'm glad I was able to sell you, JD. I'm
Might
glad
be
I
the
was able to
easiest bet
sell
of
you.
the weekend is taking the points.
I think, especially with y'all's defense, I think that is a lot of points.
5.5.
Like you said, man, Jared Stidham's been he's been in the system. You don't need him to do much, man. All you gotta you just manage the game. You don't need him to go have a shootout with Drake May.
I
That's
don't.
true. That is true.
I don't. Mike, what do you think, man? What do you think? What are your thoughts? You giving us a shot?
Yeah, man, for sure. They have a shot. I mean, like I said, if y'all didn't have this defense, y'all would have no shot. I'm sorry. I'm gonna take Drake May versus Jared Stidham every time.
Absolutely.
But this defense, man, is crazy. I've seen it in person. We've seen it all year. Got some hard hitting motherfuckers. And like I said, man, like Drake May, he's been having some fumbles. And if they get to him, you never know. You never know. If y'all get to him, it's gonna be tough. Y'all just gotta get to him. Cause y'all gonna let him sit back
This is
there
his
and
first road playoff game ever.
yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't
First
make the
road
playoffs last
playoff
year,
game.
right? They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Nah, yeah. This is first time.
First road playoff game, bro.
They are 8-0 on the road this year.
First
Pretty tough.
road, and we're 8-1 at home.
They are 8-1 at home.
Everything First road playoff game.
matches up great, man. Everything matches up good.
And it's gonna be a tough game.
It's that old Peyton Manning, Tom Brady type-esque match right here.
It's just crazy, bro. We're a hairline fractured ankle away from just being 100%
If
confident.
no injury, healthy, I'm putting the house. I'm putting the house. Y'all cover the spread. Y'all probably 3-point favorites. Y'all cover that easy.
Oh man, no fracture ankle. This conversation is going a whole lot
It's
differently.
a whole lot different.
A whole lot differently.
Do y'all agree with me though? Like, if
On
Bo
what?
has a shot to play next in the Super Bowl, fuck the longevity of his career. I don't care. I care about the ring.
Ain't have surgery already?
Yeah, he
He
already has
already
surgery. Has surgery. Surgery's already happened. He's already recovering. Recovery has
3 weeks
started.
is a long time.
3 weeks is a long time, bro.
I mean, hairline fracture, that is kind of tough. It could take a little longer for some reason, but
Bro was walking, running on it.
yeah. No, I had a. Let me see.
You need to watch out before he booby miles himself.
Not
Oh, for real.
booby.
And y'all really in piss.
6 to 8 weeks, 4 weeks. You gotta try.
You gotta try.
You gotta try.
You gotta try. There's no choice. We gotta try.
You gotta wrap it up. Take a
But
little bit of a some
say
time
Jared
to
balls
balls
out.
out.
Say Jared balls out, and say our offense doesn't skip a beat. Doesn't skip a beat, and we just knock the socks off New England. Heal up. Heal up, Bo. Jared got this one.
Yeah. Oh, who do you think y'all would face going on the other side? NFC Championship game. Got a rematch 3 times this year. Rams and the Seahawks. I mean, one's been there, one hasn't. And the
Don't
QB,
BS.
Matt Stafford's been there, 1-1 already. And and I had to guess Seattle. Sam
Man,
Darnold. Does Sam Darnold stay Sam Darnold? I was surprised on how good he played last week against
boys,
Seattle.
I think the saying of let's make Sam Darnold look like Sam Darnold, I think that's got it there.
Is that out of there?
I think Sam Darnold's an elite quarterback. I think he's proven to everybody. I think he's proved himself. I think he's proved it to his teammates. You know, not just with the Seahawks, but even whenever he was in Minnesota. I mean, you know, he had these teams winning and playing at a high level. And I think Sam Darnold is actually him, bro.
Might
I
be.
think he's really him. And I'm bought in on Sam. So, but on the other side of the ball, you got the MVP. You know, you got nine. You got Devontae. You got Puka. You know, you got a lot of dogs. And on top of that, you know, a little bit better defense, I would say. I love the Rams here. I love the Rams. Whose house? Rams house. I don't care where it's at. I think Nine and Devontae, Puka, Kyron Williams. I think they have a day. I think they have a day. Sean McVay knows how to keep games close, and I think he does that, bro. This game goes to the fourth quarter, and turnover.
Sam Darnold turnover.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I can't lie. I agree. I think this is going to be old-fashioned shootout, dogfight. I mean, rivalry game. Obviously, they see each other 2 times a year, every year. And, see him again. Sam Darnold, can he pull it off? I don't know. That team is good. JSN, probably the leading receiver in the league this year. Kenneth Walker. Is he the one that got hurt? Or no, Charbonnet is the one that got hurt. So they don't have Charbonnet in the backfield.
Yes, Charbonnet got hurt.
So that's going to be I think it's going to be major here because they split carries 50-50 for the most part.
And, I think so too, bro. I think that plays a huge part.
Yeah,
and Sam Darnold's banged up a little bit too.
He is banged up. But like I said, coming out last week against the 49ers, throwing 4 touchdowns and going crazy. I mean, it's tough. I don't know. Matt Stafford's been there. That offense, like you said, Big E, man, Puka, he a dog receiver, leading the league in receptions this year. And obviously Devontae, you know, first game back from injury, going to be a little more in tune and healthy. And he's going to be a big red zone target. But again, Big E, that defense is just a little better than Seattle's defense. But that 12th man is going to be loud over there in Seattle. That 12th man going to be loud, rucking. Like I said, old-fashioned shootout. I'm gonna have to take Los Angeles +3. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle does win, but they cover that three for sure.
Man, and another thing, if the Rams want a shot at this thing, you can't allow no special team tutties. You can't. You can't have that shit, you know, out the gate. Like that was tough. You know, that's tough to come back from.
It very is.
I mean, momentum like that off the rip, and then on top of that you have the crowd going just nuts. You got to be able to silence that crowd, you know, keep sucking the air out of them, and you can't allow no special teams plays, no punt, no block punts, no block field goals, no returns. You've got to limit them, that Seahawks special teams, to nothing. You know, honestly, it's got to be one on either the offense or the defense. You cannot allow special teams to make a difference in this game if you're the Rams.
Yeah. I'm with you on all the way, man. I think the Rams get it done. I'm going to go with the guy that's been here before. I think that you know, Charbonnet injury is pretty tough, man. Like I said, that's somebody that they split carries with. And if you're going to have to make Sam Darnold beat you, then if it's going to come down to a shootout between Sam Darnold and Stafford, give me Stafford with Devontae and Puka on the other side. Divisional matchup, so you know it's going to be close. So for sure, man, I like the points with them. And I think they could squeak it out. Squeak it out. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for my boy Devontae, though, man. I want him to go get one, man. I wish he could have got one with us. But if he's going to get one, I guess this is the time.
This is the time for him to finally get one. With MVP of the league, and you know, you're not getting double team all the time because you got Puka on the other side. So, I mean, that's going to be very tough. Very, very tough. Seattle, I mean, gosh, I'm surprised how good of a season they've had this year, honestly. But
yeah, to be honest, I guess, like you said, man, Sam Darnold might be him.
Yeah. Yeah, he might be him. But that's going to be a good one. Got two games on Sunday, both in the championship weekend. It's going to be a tough one. But before we get to Sunday, man, we got UFC Saturday. This will be the first UFC of the year. Dogfight, the great card. It was an even better card, but we had the girls drop out. Manny Nunes and Kayla Harrison was going to be a dogfight. But we still got some great fights on this whole card, honestly. But the two main we're going to be talking about, man, Sugar Sean O'Malley is returning to the ring finally after getting destroyed by Merab. Didn't know what was going his career was going to be looking like. It's facing the number five ranking Song Yadong. He's been having a little up and down, you know, stretch here in fights. But Mike, who you see, is Sean back? Or if he loses, what's next for him? If he loses, but I mean, is he back?
He has to be back. I think he has no choice but to be back. I think this division needs him to be back. Just, you see, I mean, Petr Yan just took the belt, and Petr Yan's a born champ. I hate to say it. He's a dog. But, you know, you see this division, it's either, you know, Merab or Sugar Show. And you need Sugar Show to win this. Song Yadong, he's a dog. He's number five for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Sugar, he needs to get back on track with this one. I think he knows that too. I think we see Sugar Show comes back, and this is Sean O'Malley that we know, man. He's going to throw hands, but he's going to be smart, and he's going to keep that distance with him. And that's the only thing that I think will win this match, is if he keeps his distance, uses his length. Don't let Song Yadong get close to you, because that might be trouble. And I just think it's his Sean O'Malley just coming back, man. I like the bounce back spot right here. You know, you've only been losing to Merab, so let's get back on track with this one and maybe set up that rematch with Merab, or maybe go fuck around and get that title shot. You never know.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not very impressed with the Song Yadong's wins over the past couple of years. He's had a lot of losses as well. I mean, like I said, before, Merab Sugar was knocking out everybody and anybody that was in his way. I mean, Merab's just a different. He's a machine. That's literally his nickname in the, you know, I just hope that Sugar doesn't, he's back and focused, because all this social media stuff that he's been doing, I mean,
yeah.
Yes, I mean, I get it. That's what you do, hanging out with Jake Paul, obviously. So I hope he's in the right mind to come back and bounce back. Like I said, this could be a perfect bounce back fight for him.
Yeah, I think it's the matchup is just because of the rankings. I think it's just Yadong is just the next one up, and the matchup just made sense.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's just really looks like it's set up for a Sugar Sean bounce back fight is what mm-hmm. it seems like to me.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. I'm right there with y'all, man. Sugar Show, Sean's time, man. And like you said, JD, this division needs him. UFC needs Sean. He brings that energy. He brings that aura. And you gotta have them showstoppers, man. Them prize fighters, the energy. I mean, everything that Sean brings with his fights. You gotta have that back.
It's what you want in the UFC fighter.
Yeah, it's what you want, man. And hopefully he can get his confidence back, you know, from these two losses from Merab. That's tough, bro. You know, getting just absolutely handled like that. But Merab's a machine. We all knew that. He was him. And the good thing is Song Yadong isn't a, you know, grappler. He ain't gonna go try to submit Sean. I think, you know, this is gonna be a straight hands striking match. And I love Sean here. I do.
Yeah.
Bounce even, back fight for Sean.
That's a good take. This is going to be, they're going to be standing up, throwing them hands. And you got to take the better striker and Sugar Sean. Got to.
He so, could I mean, Song Yadong, out, Song Yadong do got some hands on him. Yeah, I'll give it that to him. He do got some hands on him. But, I mean, the pressure's on you. The pressure here in this fight is on both fighters. They're both trying to make that next leap. And Sean's trying to come back. Song Yadong trying to make a name for himself with a big win. His resume isn't all that, JD. It really isn't.
It's not,
like
it's
you like
not.
You said, it's not. And you know, his hands were nice against those fighters.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Is his hands gonna be nice against the one? You know, is it gonna be nice against O'Malley? Come on, man. Come on. Let's go, Sean.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna be a good one. That's gonna be a good, great fight. I mean, this whole card, like I said, he's is stacked low key. And then, you know, for the lightweight interim title belt, we got Justin Gaethje and Paddy the Batty Pimblett. Mike, Justin Gaethje, he's a dog. He's been a dog, and you know, maybe his time is coming to end. And Paddy's, you know, his stock has been rising these past couple of years, and the, you know, after knocking out, Michael Chandler. I mean, is Justin next?
Justin has to be next. Justin is the chosen one to be next for Paddy Pimblett. Paddy Pimblett's on the rise. His stock's rising. It's an almost, you know, Conor McGregor-esque right now on a run for him. So I for sure think it's his time. And Justin Gaethje, I think this is his last shot at to be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think he knows that. Everybody knows that. If you don't win this fight, I mean, are you going to be taking fights to become number one contender or to even try to get there? No. you know, and you've had, you know, all these bonuses, you've been a dog, you know, all this stuff, but you're just running into Paddy at the right time in Paddy's career, undefeated in the UFC. You saw how he handled Michael Chandler, and I think he handles this again. He can do it either way, on the ground, standing up. And, you know, we've seen Justin Gaethje get knocked out before. We haven't seen Paddy Pimblett really even get touched. So I think Paddy Pimblett does touch him up. I can see a submission. Either way, I think Paddy dominates. I think Paddy gets it done. Justin Gaethje has been real, but you're just running into the wrong one at the wrong time. Yeah. So give me Paddy the baddie.
Credit for Justin at his age taking this fight. Because, I mean, after getting knocked out by Max Holloway, and then, you know, taking a little bounce back fight against Rafael Fiziev. And then, you know, running into Paddy, and Paddy's, you know, he's there. I think he's ready. He wants that belt. And, you know, like you said, he's just wrong man, wrong time for Justin.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Oh, Paddy the baddie. Man, that's what UFC needs. UFC would love.
Yeah, again.
UFC would love it. You know, they would love a Paddy KO on Justin Gaethje. It would feed families. You know,
they would even love what the next matchup is too.
Oh yeah,
Paddy versus Ilya.
Ilya, that's a tall fight right there. I don't know if anybody gets through that.
Straight dog.
That's a dog, but I mean, I don't know. Is Paddy the next Conor?
I mean, I hope so. I hope so.
I don't think nobody would ever touch Conor. I think Conor's one of a kind on that, just on the rise and how he was.
For sure.
You can get close, and Paddy's close. I think Paddy's right there.
He's got to take it a little more serious. A little more serious.
These weight cuts he's got is going to kill him.
Bro, that's insane. Like, imagine doing that, bro. Like,
mean ass weight cuts.
That's not healthy.
Hell no. But
it can be healthy.
That's UFC.
How does he do it like every single time, bro? That's wild. Like, imagine losing 30 pounds every time you gotta go fight.
And like you want to. Like you plan for it.
Like, bro, be eating cheeseburgers to no, like just salad, water.
And then life just changes. Sign that contract, just life just changes.
Literally. Changes.
That's insane. But looks like we all going Sugar Sean and Paddy the Baddie to pull off some great wins here and you know try to make their way back to the top of their respective divisions. And it's gonna be a great card fight, man. We got Derek Lewis on the card as well. As Doug Rose is on the card as well. Umar and Deiveson Figueiredo's they're on the card. So it'll be a fun Saturday. UFC card 324 Las Vegas, Nevada before we get to Championship Sunday. And you know, I think it's time to get with the best segment and Benny with the boys gonna talk. I'm gonna give one NFL, one UFC pick, and boys, I'll let Mike what you got going on for the weekend.
All right, man. Like I said, UFC, man, it's easy. It's easy to take Paddy and Sean O'Malley. If you take the under, I don't know which one you take, but that's easy pick'ems on that one. But on the Sunday, man, I got one that I like. I mean, I might as well just give my two picks for both these games. There's only two games, so I might as well just do two. First one, I'm gonna go with the under in that Patriots Broncos game. I think this defense for the Broncos gets after Drake May and slows him down. And I also think on the other side, Sean Payton knows what he has to do. He just has to manage it and control what he can control. And I don't think Jared Stidham comes out here shooting the ball crazy. I think they just good old Titan drives. They just control the clock, control the game, just slow it down. And when that happens, I think points are at a minimum. I think this could be a field goal game. So I like the under in this one. And for the next one, man, give me the Rams. Give me the Rams plus three. Like we said, I'm going to take the better offense with Matt Stafford. I'm going to take the MVP. Seahawks just have some factors that, you know, aren't in their favor. This is I think they split, right? They split during the season. So they know each other enough. But I think give me McVay with Matt Stafford and that offense over there.
Beautiful. And on top of that, Mike, to add to your on the under, where you're going with Sean Payton knowing how to manage this game, J.K. Dobbins will be back.
Oh,
So,
I love it even better.
I'm saying
I
J.K., you
did
got
not know
J.K.
that.
and R.J. Harvey back. That two-headed monster is back in business. So, I think that's exactly where Sean's going to be headed with this game. So, I love it. For my picks, man, I got two NFL picks for y'all. We're going to be rocking, of course. I wish I could have boots on ground, but I don't think I'm going to make it out of Texas if I drive. Got a mean ass snowstorm,
Mean ass
and
snowstorm.
I think I'm going to get stuck in Amarillo if I hit the road. So, would love to be boots on ground, but for this one, I can't. Hopefully, I'm going to have all my friends over, the Talk That Talk boys. Hopefully, they'll be at the crib and we watch this game together. Give me the Broncos money line. Give me the Broncos spread. Sean Payne's gonna know exactly what to do with this one, and he's gonna call a masterpiece. And Drake May, man, you ain't at home no more. You're on the road. You're in an electric environment, and you're on an even crazier defense. This pass rush is gonna be insane. Give me Benito. Come on, Denver Broncos money line, and on the spread +4.5 points. And then for my next pick, we're going to be rocking with the Rams. Of course, like Mike said, McVay, he's been here before. Nine's been here before. MVP season for Nine. And Devontae Adams, he needs one. He needs one. Here's his shot. So give me the Rams. Give me the Rams money line.
Love it, Mike. You might have just sold me on the under. That's a really good take there.
Thanks.
But I think the play for me, if it's a spread is at 5.5, I might even buy 1.5 and get that spread up to 7, +7 on the Broncos, because that might be just the easiest bet of the weekend, low key. So I'm gonna take the Broncos plus the points. May even buy 1.5 to bring that 7, depending on if it's 4.5 or 5.5. So give me that for Sunday. And then on the other side for the NFC, man, again, I guess we're all on the Rams plus the points, 3 points. Again, better offense is what it is on that side. And for UFC, riding with Mike on Sugar Sean and the Patty the Batty, I think they get it done. Might even both be TKO slash submission. I don't know if these fights go all 5 rounds, if I'm being honest. Don't know if that co-main's 5. It might be 3, but if it is, still not being knocked out on both of those fights. So it's gonna be a fun weekend, boys, man. Y'all, everyone stay safe, stay warm. It's gonna be a cold one, snowy one.
Come on.
So, but hopefully we get to get together this weekend for Sunday at Big East Crib. And like I said, everyone stay safe, stay warm, man. Talk that talk. We out.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why.